Thank you. You're trying to make me cry. That's what you're trying to do. I notice the time that it's sort of gone, and I've always sort of been thought that time was precious, but I appreciate all that you've done this morning. I'm sort of going to change what I was going to preach on today. I was sitting there sort of mulling things over my mind, and I was going to talk about how to overcome doubt. You know, you have some major decisions to make this year, and all of those decisions are major. And of course, we know that when there's some doubt in people's minds and hearts, that they can't make a wise decision. So I was going to preach on that, and I was going to tell us how to overcome that. But I want to go back and just get one verse of scripture. And I believe it's in Hebrews chapter 12. I don't know exactly. It's been a while since I looked at this. But anyway, it's a scripture pertaining to Esau. You know, the Bible says that Esau was a profane person. Now, that doesn't mean that he talked nasty, although he might have. But it simply means that he was earthly. He was bound to this earth. Everything in that was worldly, he was for it. But let me see if I can find it here. I believe it's in chapter 12. Look at chapter 12, beginning with verse 16. The author of Hebrews said he's been talking about being disciplined or chastised. And he says, we need to be not like Esau. That's what he's getting at. He says in verse 16, lest there be any fornicator or profane person like Esau, who for one morsel of food sold his birthright. For you know that afterward, when he wanted to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place for repentance, though he sought it diligently with tears. We all know the old story out of the old book, when I talk about the New Testament sometime and the Old Testament, I talk about the new economy and the old economy. But under the Old Testament, tells us the story of Esau, how that he tricked his brother, how that Jacob sold his birthright to his brother, which was quite meaningful to him. To have the birthright, of course, would step into the shoes of the father when he passed away, and of course he would inherit many blessings that otherwise would not be enjoyed. But anyway, we find that Esau... Jacob sold his birthright, or Esau sold his birthright to Jacob for just a cup of beans, a little bit of nothing. And we find that what the author of Hebrews is getting at, and that's the point I want to make, what the author is getting at, that he tried to overcome that. He tried to repent of that, but he never could quite get over that. And the point that I really want to make today, that in life, there are times that if we're not careful, that we'll do some things or say some things that we will never be able to overcome. And of course, Esau was not able to overcome that. So I want to say this morning, I want to point out some of those things. I believe there are three areas in life that we can do some things and say some things that we can never fully be able to overcome. You know, David was like that, was he not? We find that David committed a sin, though he was a friend of God. He committed a sin, and he was never able to fully recover. You remember that the prophet came to him and said, I want to tell you, God wants me to let you know that he has forgiven your sin, but the sword shall never depart from your house. That was Nathan's the prophet's way of saying, David, here's something that you'll always regret in life. So I want to just say this morning, I want to say that we need to be cautious and careful in life in certain areas that we might not be able to overcome. Number one, family. We have families, and we're so grateful for our families, aren't we? I don't know what I'd do without my family. I don't know what I'd do without my church family. We have families, and sometimes that happens. Sometimes children fail to respect moms and dads, and sometimes parents fail to respect children. But we find that that's one of the areas that if we're not careful, we can say some things and do some things sometimes that we'll never be able to get over. A lot of families today are like that. But another area is our friends. Aren't you grateful for friends? I just appreciate, and you'll not have too many really close friends that you'll ever be able to share your whole heart with. But if you do have those, I'll tell you what, it's more precious than gold. It is invaluable, it is priceless to be able to have friends, and I appreciate all of my friends. You know, a friend is one that'll step in when everybody steps out. When everybody's gone, a friend's there for you. And I want to say that if I had to list all of my friends today, it'd be a long list, because I appreciate that. And I know that, and I don't say this in a flattering way, but I count you as my friends, and I appreciate that. In fact, I have a black book in my pocket, and I ain't got one of your names in it. Not one of your names in my black book. Now, Glenn came that close to getting in my black book. But I'm joking. I didn't put him there. He's my neighbor, so I can joke with him, see? But you know, friends are precious to us. That's the reason Jesus, I mentioned this, I think, when he went in the Garden of Gethsemane, He took his friends with him. He couldn't depend on them much, but he took them with him because he needed someone with him there in the garden. And I appreciate that. I appreciate all of my friends, family, friends, but also if we're not careful, we can mess up our future. Our future. You know, our future is as bright as the promises of God. We all have an illustrious future because not of who we are, but because of whose we are. We have a wonderful future, and I know that. I don't have too much expectation on planet Earth. I want to tell you, this world will let you down, but God never lets you down. The world will, as I said, step out when you need them. But I appreciate the future that God has given me. And it's not been of anything of my own, but it's all been because of Him. You know, I wished I had the vocabulary to express how God has blessed me in life and blessed my family, my wife. You know, here is a couple that next Sunday, October the 23rd, we will be together 64 years. Now, I want to tell you, I didn't do anything. It's been Betty and God that's kept that going. But that's an admirable thing. I want you to know that, not that we haven't had our valleys, but I want to tell you we've had more mountains to climb up and then we have had valleys to walk through. We were talking the other day we talk every day how much God has blessed us. You know, just to give us a little cottage to stay in until He calls us to the mansion above. It's not much, but it's pleasant and pleasing what God has given us through the years, and I appreciate that. But everybody that knows the Lord Jesus Christ has a blessed future to be with the Lord forever and forever and forever. I don't know how long that is, but I believe that it's like the person said, if a bird came to planet Earth and took one grain of sand every 1,000 years and take it back to glory. When that bird has taken every grain of sand, eternity would have just begun. That's a long time, isn't it? I hope you too are looking for a glorious future. And I know you will if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. If you received Him in your heart and your life as best as you knew how, you've got a wonderful, blessed future that's for you. Now, when you're younger, you don't think about that as much as you do when you get a few miles on you. You think about those things. And you know, I appreciate the lunch you gave us out here, because I'm going to use them one day, unless the Lord comes back. You know, I've been looking for Him, haven't you? I would hope that He would come back and just relieve us of some of this, having to go through all this paraphernalia that we have to go through. But I want you to do something this morning. I want to just say this on the invitation. If there's a decision that ought to be made, I'm available. I'll help you any way that I possibly can. But I want you to do this also. I want you to tell your friends this morning. We're going to stand and I think just play. If I could play the banana, I would play it, but I can't play that, but just play it. And I'm not even going to zip this thing down with a prayer this morning. You know, we Baptist folks feel we got to zip up things with prayer and zip them down with prayer. And prayer's wonderful. I'm not making little of it. But I want this to be our prayer today. I want us, and I don't want you to leave until you've told your friends how much you think about them, how much you appreciate them, what they've been to you. The deacons here of the church, how much your leaders, your Sunday school leaders and teachers, what they mean to you in the church. Don't do that too often, do we? Don't do that, but I want you to do that when Tammy plays. But I also want you, if you've got a family member, I want you to tell them how much you love them, how much you appreciate them. You know, I think about some of you, you got your companion with you. You know what I want you to do? I want you to look into those little blue eyes that are sitting next to you. And I want you to tell that spouse, that companion, how much she's meant to you in your life. I want you to tell her you love her too. Again, you said, I already told her that. Well, you need to tell her often. Amen, ladies? Want to hear it often, don't you? I love you. I want you to tell her how much you love her. Children, if your dad or mom's here, I want you listen to me. Children, listen to me. I want you to go to mom and dad and tell them how much you love them. You know, there's going to come a time you'll not have that opportunity won't be available to you. So we better do it while we have that opportunity and not let it slip by. You see, Esau wanted to change things, but he couldn't. It waited too late to do that. So you look that little wife in the eyes, and you can even kiss her in church if she's your wife. If she's your wife, you kiss her in church, but tell her you love her. Tammy, would you play for us? And we're not going to have a prayer.